Revolution, Mary's raising our voice. Bombastic slapstick is our weapon of choice. We always draw the crowd. We're red and hot and proud. Silent, no, hell aloud. San Francisco, my truth. A collective with a socialist objective. We put things in perspective with 60 years of
free shows in the park.
Sci-fi to detective. Satire to inductive. Tragedy and farce.
And fuck.
And we fought the man with every show.
Took a shot at Alton Pro.
To pay the hippie heads go pop with not have had this fraud. The bourgeois made a scene.
They claimed we were obscene.
And had us hauled up by the cops.
Now that was two shows before that.
July 4th in the Mission, actors and musicians build our stage and leave without a trace.
Words for ammunition, we serve politicians, take on their pace.
Don't be hopey, change it, Jody. We're not scared to call the police, and we even got a Tony. Isn't it sublime?
A new play every year, a treat for eyes and ears,
cause we're not that kind of mind. No, we're not that kind of mind.
Well, heck if I know.
Maybe Freedom Land, something with that rhino. Eating it, oh, 1600 grand will bring you out.
I like Wednesday and possibly that. Steel Town was built to last.
Treasure Island's a treasure.
I saw the double twist and twice the most of measure.
And the costumes. Dragon Lady, Harlequin Man. The incredible transforming sets of the Treaty of Man.
The homelessness, the filthy drug addicts in filthy streets, in a filthy city of filth. I'm sure he would have another name for it. San Francisco. Ass of the Pacific.
Cut.
You don't like it?
Try something a little less on the nose.
Okay.
3, 2.
This is Marcy Stone. Look around me. Are these the streets of an American city? It used to be. But now it's a city where communist drag queens rule and the streets are paved with sin and insanity. A swollen cyst of mommy state socialism. A leftist boil on the neck of America. This is San Fran-pustule. What?
Too medical.
Okay, I've got one.
I hope so. The guys upstairs want something today.
They'll get it. Let's do this.
3, 2.
San Francisco. Red hellhole.
Cut.
What?
You already did Hellhole Hollywood.
Right.
And Chicago, the windy hellhole.
Yeah.
And New York, the big Hellhole Apple.
I got it.
Well, you gotta come up with something new.
Don't you think I know it? The way my numbers are, don't you think I know Candace Owens is knocking on Rupert's door right now? Stacey Dash is dusting off her Playboy spread anytime my ratings go down a point.
Not to mention Condoleezza Rice.
Do not invoke her name. She is the guillotine blade hanging over all of our necks. Black woman, conservative, Cold War warrior, and a football fan. At any moment, she can drop on any of our jobs like that.
All the more reason to come up with something quick.
But what? Every conservative news station, newspaper, and website in the country is spotlighting progressive policies that are running cities into the ground. Even CNN did an hour on the test-driving, drug-dealing, cross-dressing, crack addicts that are turning our cities into liberal hell!
Don't say it.
Okay. How about this? San Francisco, the immoral armpit of the Pacific.
What's an immoral armpit?
I'm brainstorming. Have this. It's wacky. It's crazy. It's San Fran pandemonium.
Too many syllables for our audience.
True. And the people love pandas. Okay, how about this? San Francisco, the Pacific Rim job of civic dysfunction.
Maybe you should ask Condoleezza Rice for an idea.
Shut up! That's rough.
The producer? What does he want?
I don't know. Hello?
Marcia! How are things in San Francisco?
We're just shooting the intro.
I hope you're not calling it a hellhole.
Of course not.
Listen, once you wrap it up, I want you to come back to corporate HQ.
But I'm not done in the West Coast.
I think you and I need to have a little chat.
Chat?
A lot of things going on here in the network. I just want to make sure you're in the loop.
Thank you.
So, finish up in San Francisco and get back here. See you soon.
What did he say?
On me. In 3, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans, our country is in collapse. I'm not talking about the collapse of a city. I'm talking about how cities are destroying themselves by turning away from what America stands for. My name is Marcia Stone, and this is a story of homeless encampments. Closing. Criminals living on the street. And twisted liberal values that aren't just undermining one city. All of the commie mommy daddies and the satanic daddy mommies are coming for your town, your children, your souls. And if we aren't careful, our whole country, good, clean, kind America, will have a breakdown.
Fair chase.
Fair change.
I just heard you scream.
I've got a right to scream, haven't I?
Sure.
They haven't taken that away from me, have they?
No, no. Hey, if they take away all the screaming, what would all the tourists do when they see us? What would the temples do when they smell us? What would all the Union Square shoppers do while they step over us?
They probably all just silently drop a log and move on.
And that would be a lot of logs.
I'd rather they just scream.
Hey, check it out. My newest idea.
Felix, again with the ideas.
A great man is always looking for the next great idea. Wait, who said that?
I don't know.
Then it must have been me.
Hey, what you doing?
Words of Wisdom by Felix de los Santos. It's for my YouTube channel.
You have a channel?
Not yet, but once one of my ideas pop, bam! I'll start me up a channel where I will sell classes and seminars on the secrets to my success.
But if you have a success, why would you need a channel?
The success is just an advertisement. The real money is getting suckers to pay for books and seminars and junk. You don't get rich off the idea. You get rich off selling the idea of the idea. Wait, who said that?
I've never heard that before in my life.
Then it was me.
What happened to your last brilliant idea? What was it? Oh, yeah, the schizophone!
That should have worked!
Dead cell phones for people to talk to themselves.
So business people can feel comfortable when they see crazy people on the street. The yuppies can just tell themselves everybody's having phone meetings and walk on by. No fear, no guilt. Schizophone. If only Samsung could have seen the genius.
Greg, what you up to today? Go to the market? Pick up some tourist change?
Nah, nobody carries cash anymore. So unless you have a spare change app, you're out of luck. Wait a minute. Spare change mode! You wanna come with me?
Where?
My newest idea.
What?
Oh, shopping carts!
Shopping carts? Shopping carts?
First, we gather all the carts in the neighborhood, take them back to the stores, get a reward.
Okay.
Then, we go to the Marina Safeway, snatch all their shopping carts, bring them back. Then, if somebody around here wants a shopping cart, they have to rent them from us!
That's your idea?
Brilliant, right?
Excuse me!
Shh! Now, can you help me?
No!
For how much?
What's the problem?
I'm looking for the Adrian Hotel.
What's it, worth to you?
Felix! It's just around the corner.
See? See, you just gave away free information for free! That's why you live in a tent!
So do you!
Only until I sell my first seminar.
I'm new to the neighborhood. I won't be here long.
Visiting?
No! No, I have a place. Noe Valley!
Noe Valley? Why didn't you say so? The name is Felix de los Santos. Let me help you with your bag. Me sidewalk is who sidewalk?
Well, I had a place.
What do you mean had?
Noe and 23rd for years. Owned my apartment.
I'm sure it was lovely.
But then something must have happened. I must have made a mistake with the taxes or the mortgage. The next thing I know, I'm evicted on the street and have nowhere to go.
But Noe Valley, I'm sure you still have some money.
Well, lawyers aren't free, and I need help to get back in my home.
So you don't have any money?
Not really.
Adrian Hotel, around the corner.
Felix! Felix!
Oh, all right. Come on.
Thank you, young man.
Hey, what do you know about shopping carts?
I've used them to shop.
Perfect. I might have a job for you.
Huh?
a job.
Uh-huh.
But I'm retired.
That's okay. It's called passive income.
Passive what now?
Passive income.
Okay, tell me more.
Fair change. Fair change.
So I tell her, I say, Margaret, if you don't sign the lease, I will.
Excuse me?
What kind of fool lets a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath in Bernal Heights slip through their fingers?
Fair change.
The value is only going to go up when all the old tenants get moved out.
Hey, lady,
it's up on Folsom.
Thank you. Yes! Mod's done downloading! Orcs will die!
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for cleaning the living room.
What?
I was saying thanks for cleaning the living room.
Sure, Sadia! Damn it! Should have used enchanted axe! Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Taking a sick day. Doesn't that game stress you out?
A world where magic is real, morality is black and white, and you can actually win? It's a way less stressful reality than...
Living with roommates in the Tenderloin?
Don't forget the backdrop of impending societal collapse! But hey! I'd rather be a gamer than a social worker.
Today I am not a social worker. Today I am... relaxation. It isn't a choice, more like a calling. A voice come inside me somewhere. I'm letting what's inside up to the surface, but I am still struggling for air. But not today.
Die!
Tomorrow I will deal with impending societal collapse.
Die!
Today I will read my book.
Die! 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 Die!
I take it one day at a time, one shoe, then the other, one breath, then another, one breath, then... Oh. Hello?
Sadia! So sorry to interrupt your sick day!
It's okay.
You know, self-care is so important, and I would never want to disrupt that. And it just pays me because a day off should be sacred. Social work can be so draining, and it's really important to take breaks.
Yep, totally, that's what I'm
saying. And I wouldn't call you unless it was crucial to client care.
Sure. So, what's going on?
It's social security again. They're not paying out SSI for mandated clients while they wait for the transfer to process. They're giving you 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months?
So it's really important our clients get their paperwork in as fast as possible, or who knows how long they'll be without money.
So, we have to be twice as good because a federal agency apparently can't just do the thing that... It's okay, Greg. I got the SSA 77s for Mike and Johnny in yesterday.
But what about Herbert and the other Mike?
They aren't my clients.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. They are now. Allison to quit.
I had no idea she put a notice.
She didn't. Her desk is a mess, and I have no idea what's going on. So do me a favor. Log into the database, email Mike's and Herbert's doctors, get them to fill out the SSA 77, forward the completed forms to Peggy's office.
I can do that.
And Sadia!
Yes?
Try to relax! And enjoy your day off!
Sadia, during the day I need access to my workspace.
The living room?
My studio.
Go ahead.
Hey. Just be quiet, okay? It's your girl, Heather, here for health, wellness, and holistic EMS. I'm coming at you live from this incredible sounds healing retreat in Bali. You know, I usually like to keep it real with tips and tricks for self-care in a cruel world, but today, I'm focusing on an essential part of what makes your hair. I've been getting everyone asking me about my blissed out bun. I'm excited to share this quick and easy style. The best part, it only requires a couple of products.
You'd rather sleep, and how can I blame you? Into your camera and makeup and hair. But I want to live a life of service, and I don't know how to convince you to care. It's just one day at a time,
One shoe, then the other. One breath, then another. One breath, then...
Emma! Can you please do your dishes? We're like out of spoons!
Matt, I'm filling!
I'd rather not have to watch a spoon than use a spoon!
Okay! I'll do it soon. But right now, I need to stay in my flow.
Whatever. I'll just use a plastic spoon. Any part of poisoning the planet. Thanks, Heather!
Thanks, Matt!
Hello?
This is the Free F Clinic. I'm calling to get insurance information for Michael Riley's appointment today.
I'm not sick today. Can we reschedule?
Say ya! I'm filming.
Sorry.
Let's schedule me 3 months out!
Is there a waiting list?
I can do 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 6th.
That's great. Thank you.
Aren't you supposed to be taking a sick day?
I'm supposed to be taking a client to the hospital. I can't believe I forgot.
I can with the hospital.
Neither can my client.
Matt!
But there's a whole foot fungus situation.
And I'm done eating.
And a badly overgrown toenail.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about toenails.
Sorry, I have to hear about toenails all the time.
Do you though, Sadia?
The world is dying anyway. In a few years, will this one guy's toenails really matter?
They will to him, Matt. Greg!
Sadia, are you relaxing? Good! I need you to take another client. This one's really important. The city wants it handled, and if we do this for them, it could be really good for the center's funding. Take a look at the email I sent.
Olive Alley near Larkin.
Olive Alley near Larkin.
Asian American woman.
Asian American woman.
Not pressing charges, that's good.
No.
History of med refusal. I can probably try and find her on Friday.
Sadia, you said you were feeling okay, right?
Yes.
So there's really no reason you couldn't go today.
But I thought that rush was.
Prioritize seeing the two clients.
Okay, Greg, I'm on it.
And then get yourself a nice dinner or something. Take care of yourself.
I read this article. Well, I read this headline. The world's coffee and wine supplies will be under threat in the next 10 years.
Even Rosé?
Yes. Don't you think we should take advantage of the time we have now and enjoy ourselves? Why suffer ahead of time?
Not everyone has that choice, Matt. Not everyone can make rent by DJing rich kids' parties.
Rich kids are DJs too, Sadia.
And I don't have time to influence people into buying crap they don't need.
Hey, just because we didn't choose to go into debt for some degree like you doesn't mean we don't care.
I care. The sun moved!
And the lighting is all wrong!
I'm going to my bedroom!
Speaking of which, gotta go. Gotta chop up on Knob Hill too. Fricky.
Ew. Fun. I take a short shower, rinse off the grime, cup of coffee, then another. This week we'll discover how quick I recover. One day at a time, one shoe, then the other. One breath, then another. One breath.
No, hundreds of millions gone because that spray tan man baby couldn't accept that he lost. Yes, that was our mistake, but who says we are not letting him on the air again? We will never allow that delusional, egomaniacal crapatorium of stupidity on this network.
Yes!
Right, unless it's good for ratings. Hold on. Yes? Send her in. I'll call you later. There she is. Lovely as usual.
Mr. Asteron.
Call me Brad.
Yes, of course. Brad.
So, how was San Fran?
Filthy, smelly, stupid.
Perfect. You know, Marcia, we as the network have been very impressed with your work. A real black woman's perspective. That series you did on black conservatism?
I'll be right black.
Very on brand. Drink?
No, thank you.
A beautiful creature like you should never refuse a drink from her boss.
Yes, thank you.
And that editorial you did for our YouTube channel?
The Dark Side of Civil Rights.
If Hannity called it that, we'd be labeled racist by every Black Lives Mother in the project.
Thank you.
But my favorite, the privilege of voting.
Scarcity creates value.
And capitalism is all about supply and demand.
So if the right to vote is going to truly have value, we have to make it difficult to obtain.
Otherwise, democracy itself may become worthless. A very free market way to say that every Tom, Dick, and Harriet Tubman shouldn't be sticking their ballots in boxes that are none of their beeswax.
Thank you, Mr. Brad.
Hey, why are you way over there? Plenty of room here behind my desk.
I'm fine.
Well, in that case, what I wanted to talk to you about...
My special report.
According to our research... Your audience is...
I know, but I can bring the numbers back up.
We need something different. We need to get way out in front of the next election.
I can do my sequel on my report on gangster rappers invading the suburbs. Hip-hop, here they come!
We can only use the threat of a big black man invading the suburbs so many times. At some point, even white people will notice he never showed up. And we become the network that cried, Negro.
How about another caravan of immigrants?
Mafia.
This time from Canada. Saskatoon. I see hellhole of the north.
No more hellholes. We need something new, a new tactic, a new message, a new face.
No!
What?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
I've got one.
You've got a new face.
A new idea.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Is it now?
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I'm going to tell it to you.
Go ahead.
Right now.
I'm all ears.
My idea. Which is mine.
I can't wait.
Here it is.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Every night, we tell over 3 million viewers that they are the real Americans and that everyone else is a socialist thug planning on stabbing their children in the head.
That's what it says on our coffee mugs.
But nowadays, it's not enough to just point out the failures of mamby-pamby progressives and their un-American communomics.
Okay.
We can't just special report after something bad has happened in a degenerate liberal city. We have to be there when it happens.
Go on.
At every drug deal, on every dark corner, see every brutal mugging.
I'm listening.
Follow every cop struggling to do his job.
I'm liking it.
See every shabby hobo.
Yes!
Smell every hot puddle of pee.
That might be too much.
I'll be embedded.
Embedded? Where?
Someplace with a disgustingly diverse population. Lots of abortion clinics. Open-air drug markets. Tie-dye cannabis dispensaries. Now where machete-wielding, mask-wearing Antifa maniacs fill the streets!
Wait! The maniacs have masks and machetes!
It's a menopause, you fool!
Mr. Murdoch! I'm sorry. I had no idea you were listening.
I wouldn't be a very good businessman if you did, would I?
No.
Mr. Murdoch!
Bow!
You don't have to bow.
We don't? So can I...
Down!
Sorry.
Now then, Miss Stone, this new program of which you speak, the liberal failures of big city America.
Yes.
Don't we already have plenty of those?
But this show would be right there, in real time, all day, every day, and night, night after night. I'd be on the front lines.
The front lines?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. You'd be on the front lawn.
That's right.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Shut up.
Sorry.
You may have something. We've never been on the spot when there's been an attack on American values.
Well, there was January 6th.
Aren't there failures in small towns, too? You know, out in the country, where the peasants live.
Of course, when things fall apart in a conservative state, we'd never blame conservatives. But if something bad were to happen in a liberal city, we'd just blame their progressive policies.
I see. And do you have a city in mind?
San Francisco.
San Francisco?
I was just there. It's terrible.
No, no, no. We've been attacking San Francisco for decades, and frankly, even I'm a bit tired of it.
That's because it's all been too general. Gays, reds, the homeless. Reds, gays, the homeless. We have to be more specific.
Specific?
I was a part of San Francisco where all of their hippie helping hands hadn't helped a damn thing.
Where?
Shut up. Where?
A part of the city that is the most diverse.
The Western Addition! Now, no, we bleached that years ago with urban renewal.
That still has affordable housing.
Affordable? In San Francisco?
Has a history of activism and unionism.
The Mission?
Shut up! The Mission?
In our war on drag queens, this district had militant queens before they were chic.
The Castro?
I said affordable.
Well, I can't think of any place that fits that.
The Tenderloin.
Ooh.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Even the people of San Francisco blame everything bad that happens on the Tenderloin. Drugs? Tenderloin. Businesses closing? Tenderloin. Tourism down? Tenderloin. And City Hall doesn't even talk about the failed national economy when it comes to poverty in the Tenderloin.
They blame!
They blame!
The people who live there!
The people who live there! That's liberals for you. Say they're going to help people, then call in the cops when their stupid social experiment falls apart.
And I'd be there every day and every night, showing America every progressive misstep and mistake.
I love it! Brad!
Yes?
Don't you love it?
Yes! I love it!
Shut up!
Sorry!
And stop apologizing!
Sorry!
Marcia, if we can get people in cities like San Francisco to attack their own liberal policies, to blame the impoverished for their own poverty, the powerless for not having the power, and the downtrodden
for not downtrodden them! Somebody get
Brad!
Sorry!
No, Brad. I was gonna say the same thing.
You. What?
Our ratings will skyrocket. Marcia, as you know, this past spring we had a shake-up at the network, and we're looking for a new show to fill an editorial slot. Interested?
My own shows? Not just a special assignment.
All yours. On location.
In San Francisco, and I've already got a name for it. Breakdown.
Well, that's nice. Wait. I'll come up with the perfect name for it. We'll call it Breakdown.
But that's what she called it.
Brad!
Sorry, Master. Sorry, you're right. You're right. It's all your idea. I'm so sorry. Your idea. I'm sorry. I'll get...
Hold it. Tell them to get you a ticket back to San Francisco.
That black power crap went to his head. He could have stuck to his work instead. If he had, he would have made more bread. Cause you get what you earn from the melting pot.
But you get what you earn.
melting pot. Get rich when you look like me in the land of the free. Until I can get my place back, I need to find somewhere more affordable than that hotel.
If you do not have enough money for the Adrian, you must really be broke.
My savings are almost gone.
Oh. Go to the Tenderloin Housing Clinic. That way, that way, this way, that way. They help house the
homeless. I am not homeless.
Okay.
It's just a little misunderstanding. I'll get back in my own home soon. With my own bathroom.
I know. Not having your own bathroom is hard, but these SROs, it means single room occupancy, were built for single working class men and women. This neighborhood has always, always been the one place in San Francisco anyone with a job could afford to live.
Why would anyone want to? Everything here is so dirty, and the people... Why do you stay here?
You know, back in Greece, there is a saying, spittimo, spittakimo, ke spito kalevakimo.
What does that mean?
It is not the street, it is not the buildings, it is not a roof and four walls. It is people I meet, faces I know, this is the place I call my home. My little home, a little home of my own, where I care for you and you care for me too. This is where I am home. You know, before my parents bought this store, they lived right up there. And they told me of so many things. They were hearing that beat from Thelonious Monk and the Dead Folk back in the day.
Imagine folks on their feet, given a chance, not simply thrown away.
And the gay raids and riots and the Tabush and Compton years before Stonewall back east.
It sure isn't quiet, rarely seen people.
But it is at least being labeled commie spies, teachers and students still were a part of my home. Our little home, a little home of our own, where I care for you and you care for me too. This is where we are home. You know, there used to be a federal policy public housing torn down, one has to be built to replace.
I never heard of that.
Since the Depression, it was like that. But then, the 80s, the government got rid of that policy.
Reagan.
And in San Francisco, a certain politician used that to make her city more appealing to businesses, contractors, and tourists.
Woo!
Dianne Feinstein. And with less public housing, my streets slowly started filling up with people who had nowhere else to go. And the city became an expensive suburb of Silicon Valley. Rent went sky high. Then Airbnb, and worse and worse. And now, with the current mayor cutting funding for nonprofits that serve my neighborhood, where are we supposed to go? This is my neighborhood. And these are my neighbors. It is not the street, it is not the buildings, it is not a room and four walls.
Hey, have you seen Dune?
No, not since the police took her. They said they had to hold her for a while, even if I wasn't pressing charges.
What's that?
Oh, ta-da, what?
Whoa! Felix's mobile homes for the domicile challenge. Only $1 a day, and it's so much better than your apartment because you always have all your stuff with you. Socks wet?
Yes.
Bam! Dry socks. Forgot your hat? Bam! It's right there. Miss your family? Bam! Family album at your disposal. And bam, bam, bam! You always have room for your dog, your cat, or your snakes, or whatever. Felix's mobile homes for the domicile challenge. Wherever you are, you're already home.
Why would people rent carts from you if they could just take them from the store?
Those are stolen! These they can rent from me legally.
Where did you get them?
From the store parking lot.
So instead of stealing carts themselves, they can rent stolen carts from you?
Yes. No. Wait a minute. Let me check my
room. I have a car in the room.
Yes, I always do. What am I doing? Jume!
There you are.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
How'd you get out?
They let me go, but I wasn't a danger once I calmed down.
Clearly they don't know ya.
I'm sorry, Yume.
It's okay. Hey, I learned how to make a shiv.
Well, I have got to be going.
Wait, she's just kidding.
Yeah, they let me out hours before the shiv workshop started.
Which way to the Tenderloin Housing Clinic?
That way, this way, that way.
Whatever, shivs, my girl.
Wait, Mrs. Noe Valley, I have another idea. Wait, this one's so much better than the one my first.
Thanks for, speaking up for me.
Well, you know, back in Greece, there is a saying.
Of course there is.
Tokoraki den viazito mate was arokoraki. The crow does not take the eye out of another crow.
What does that even mean?
That we take care of each other. Now, if you don't mind my asking, who is she?
Who?
She. Before the accident happened, you were shouting a lot about she. Then give her back. She's crying.
I said that.
Yes, you were very upset.
I don't want to talk about it.
I understand. Too much talking is bad.
You know.
Back in Greece. Very.
Wait.
What?
I just remembered. I gotta take a nap.
A nap? Now?
Yes, right now. Whoa. The jail is exhausting.
You know, there is also a saying in Greece about not listening to enough sayings.
Excuse me. I'm looking for are you Mr. Sorrell?
Which agency are you with?
What gave me away?
Normal people don't carry clipboards. All of my paperwork is in order and my story is spotless.
No. My name is Sadia Adams. I'm looking for a young woman.
You are not with the Board of Health?
I'm looking for a Yume.
Why are you asking?
It says here she pepper sprayed you, but you're not pressing charges.
Yume is a sweet girl. A little troubled, but nice.
I see.
And that sort of thing happens even with the best of friends.
Pepper spraying?
You know, back
in Greece. And there is a saying.
No, the little Sarge opens his mouth, and the next thing is Aesop's fables.
Miss Adams, you may.
I've been assigned to your case.
Oh, so I'm a case now?
Actually, you've had one for some while.
It was an accident.
It always is.
She is here to help. She should know what happened.
What happened?
Yume was screaming about...
Nothing. It was nothing.
If it was nothing, you would not have been so upset. She was shouting about...
Don't you have an old Greek proverb or something to tell us?
As a matter of fact... No, not until you tell us who she is.
Sheep?
Yes, that's what you men were saying.
I can't talk about it.
Why not?
I can't.
I wouldn't tell anyone. It would be confidential.
And my lips are locked.
Could you give us a moment?
Certainly. Absolutely.
You may.
Another social worker.
Well, yeah.
What are you going to offer me, social worker? A program? A special program?
What would you like?
A one bedroom in Pack Heights.
You and me both.
No roommate.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, you can't get me there, can you? You can maybe offer me a top bunk at a shelter so the city's free to take my tent and all my stuff is thrown in the shelter while I sleep.
That's not...
And in a day or two, I'll blow up at someone who works there so I'll be out on the street with nothing.
I was
like Santa Claus.
My job is to get you connected with some income. Actual housing, medical care.
Yeah, right.
And maybe a counselor? A prescriber for some medication?
Ha! Medication! Ha! That's what you think. Do you think my problems will be solved if I take a pill?
You may.
You're just like my mom, my teacher, and everyone. You're here to fix the bad kids.
I just have a couple of questions.
You know what I need? Some clothes.
We could go to St. Anthony's.
And my EBT card got stolen. And what about an air mattress? This sidewalk is hard. And what about...
You may. Before I can do anything, I need to talk a little more about you and any mental health stuff you might be struggling with. Do you ever see or hear things others don't?
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. I just lose it sometimes. It all gets to be too much.
Is that what happened yesterday? Mr. Serrano said something about sheep? Who? Is she?
She is. They want to take everything and they want me to have nothing. And there's nothing you can do about it, can you? Can you, Miss Social Work Lady? What can you do?
I can get you a cup of coffee.
Coffee? You think my problems will be solved with a cup of coffee?
No, of course not.
I drink hot chocolate!
Okay. And would you also like a sandwich?
Can I get a bun, me? The pork? Jalapeno?
Sure. There's a place just up the street. But you have to at least look at the paperwork.
Fine. What's your name again?
Are live in 3, 2.
San Francisco, where the welfare state stagnates and liberal lies languish in putrid potholes of progressivism. My name is Marcia Stone, and this is Breakdown. I'm coming at you live from the Tenderloin, where the buggers mug, the robbers rob, the dealers deal, and there isn't a police officer in sight.
You know, that ain't always a bad thing.
What?
Police around here treating everybody like criminals?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Another defund the police radical.
I didn't say that.
A revolutionary parasite.
What?
Living off the system while chipping away at the thin blue line of police. Only one standing between you and people like... Excuse me, what's your name?
Annette.
People like Annette.
Being poor isn't a crime.
No, but we do need more cops out on these streets.
Do you mind?
Yeah, I mind.
I'm talking.
Talking crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Saying we don't need police.
What we don't need is them out here acting like an occupying army.
Hey, I was in the army.
This is it.
Don't you say nothing bad about the troops.
I'm not talking about the troops.
A bum fight, I've heard of these.
I fought for this country.
So did I.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we say on the streets, stuff is about to go down.
And I'm saying, some of these cops still think they're out on patrol in Baghdad or Kabul, and we are all just Taliban out to get them.
And?
You're right about that.
What?
More than a couple of them cops are a little PTSD.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you will agree we need someone out here to keep the streets safe.
That's true, very true. Mm-hmm.
But what about what he...
She
said about the police?
Hey, I want the streets to be safe. From criminals and criminal cops.
That's right,
baby. What about what she?
He
said about the army.
Some of those soldiers do come back a little scary.
I thought you were gonna fight.
Why would we fight?
The answer to crime isn't more bad cops. It's more good jobs.
They need to build some factories up in here, not more police stations.
Factories? What could you make?
Whatever they train me to make. You think them children in China were born knowing how to make iPhones? They taught them how.
Yeah, I can make an iPhone.
I can make an iPhone.
You can't make iPhones.
These rich-ass companies moved their factories overseas.
Where they didn't pay their workers spend.
And then they blame us for being unemployed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Then.
I apologize that you.
Then.
Have to hear this.
Then.
Communist insanity.
They tear down our homes, replacing them with affordable housing we can't afford.
And they call us homeless.
Would you please just start fighting again?
They blame us for sleeping on the street.
Where are we supposed to go?
Oi. Not my
problem.
Hey, take it easy.
Just calm down.
Calm down?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
I am not the crazy one here!
Okay. We're going to leave now. Come on, Charlie.
Oh, where to?
Oh, how about the library?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe we can catch the last episode of Succession. Watch the step, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, get
your
chair.
Get it.
And commercial.
Crazy, lady.
2 minutes.
Oh, God.
Mr. Murdoch.
What the hell was that? If I wanted to watch cogent economic analysis by Harry Weirdos, I'd hire Noam Chomsky.
I'm sorry.
Mr. After the commercial, I want to see Dirty. I want to smell stinky. I want Dirty. Stinky, crazy San Francisco. Can you deliver that?
Yes, sir. But, Mr. Murdoch?
Yes?
One thing I've noticed, San Francisco isn't really run by progressives. I mean, socially, the mayor and political leaders say all the liberal things, but when it comes to money, it's the same trickle down. Poor people blaming economics we have everywhere else.
Marcia. Of course it's the same. But this isn't about exposing homelessness or addiction or anything. For instance, violent crimes. Statistically speaking, San Francisco has fewer than most major cities. But we ignore that and tell everyone it's extra dangerous. Who do they believe? Us. It's not about the truth. It's about undermining what San Francisco has always represented.
What?
An alternative to our way of doing things.
It's all about perception.
It's our job to make sure people never realize they are fighting over our crumbs and to convince them that anyone who presents an alternative is their enemy. Understand?
Yes.
Good. Because if you don't, your next job will be a special report from Lincoln, Nebraska.
The hellhole of the Midwest!
Exactly.
I deserve that prize.
of the melting pot.
I love these sandwiches. The way they cook the meat.
Have you tried the ones with ice cream?
The mission with ice cream? Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Excuse me for a moment. Hello?
Celia, hi, it's Greg.
I know.
About your new client. Oh, have you found her?
She's right here.
I found a new file on her. You have to read it.
Now?
Right now.
But
I'm emailing it to you.
Okay.
You have to finish reading it before you do the intake.
Okay, Greg.
And Celia.
Yes?
Relax.
Can you hold on for a moment? There's something I have to check out.
You bet.
The tenderloin. Despite the fact that it's a little bit quiet right now, you can feel the danger, America. On every corner, in every alley, you see them. The tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe.
Pork! What? I love pork! And ice cream.
Do you now?
Not together, of course. That would be crazy, and I'm not crazy.
Damn!
But my social worker's gonna get me an ice cream puppy when she gets back.
Social worker?
She wants to give me some housing, but I don't know if I want to be off the streets because I don't want to be like Natalia, always being overdrawn by all those eyes and ears. And no one likes to feel like an animal trapped with someone right there watching. Something. You can't get to it, you can't get to it, and you're chasing, and it's always out of reach, and...
What are you trying to catch?
Who are you?
Me? I'm... Mercy Stone.
What is this?
Breakdown.
What's going on?
You're chasing something.
Yes?
What? What is it? What?
I don't know.
What are you trying to get? What do you want?
An ice cream on me?
Or do you want the self-respect liberal government has robbed you of?
I don't think so.
The patriotism the socialists have stripped away?
I'm gonna go now.
The love of God they've taken from you.
I'm gonna wait for her in front of Mr. Cedillo's store.
Or are they trying to destroy the bedrock of our country, the American family? You leave my family out of this!
What?
You don't talk about my family!
What happened to your family?
Nothing!
For your capital. I understand. I may not look like a sure investment bet. I'm not your doe-eyed, deep-voiced, blood swindler like Elizabeth Holmes. Or an uncombed, baggy-pants, crypto-fraudster like Sam Bankman-Fried. But you know what I have that they don't have? Besides my freedom. An idea that actually works. A real find a need and fill it invention that can change San Francisco. You want to hear about it?
Yeah!
Okay. What's the biggest problem facing the city? Shout them out.
Houses.
Who? Muni? Get a car. But schools don't have stupid kids. I heard homeless. I heard housing. It's not housing. That's close. It's the unhoused. Now I'm not suggesting the city build a bunch of actual houses. The mayor has made it clear she's much more interested in giving corporations tax breaks. But what about you? Don't you feel bad seeing people on the street suffering, shivering?
the looks of despair in their faces, the hopelessness in their eyes. Well, now, you don't have to see any of that anymore. You've heard of the tiny house. Introducing the teeny tiny house. No more uncomfortable eye contact with someone you're not going to get changed to. No more worry about them being too young or old to be on the street. No racist guilt. More importantly, no more worry about them. No more worry about you seeing an old school friend, or a laid off coworker, or a half forgotten relative. And don't worry, it's perfectly safe and very roomy. Sorry about that. She's new. But, you notice? Each teeny tiny house is completely soundproof, so you won't be disturbed with all the begging and crying and screaming as you walk by. Pretty cool, huh? And these are so much cheaper to make than actual homes, which means the city might actually chip in to build them. So, I'm looking for some ground floor investors. Come on, be a part of making everybody feel better about the city, and you can feel better about yourself knowing you did something. So remember, with a teeny tiny house, you'll find out of your sight is out of your mind. Sorry about that. You just can't get good help these days. But don't worry about her. If she doesn't want a teeny tiny house, that's her choice. If she wants to live on these streets, I would have loved having one of these. Me, my mom, my sister, dad's hospital bills cost us a regular house, so having three teeny tiny house would have been something. So, come on, ground floor. It's gonna work! It's gonna work! It's...
I'm looking for records for Yume Espina. Thank you.
Hello? Oh no, I'm I'm not getting any reception.
Spare change.
Lyft, Uber, nothing works.
I said I need some money.
GPS, please, God, GPS.
Hey, mister.
Where am I? What kind of a place is this? What do you want?
I need help.
But I am lost in this terrible, terrible city. How can I help you?
You could give me some money.
My hard-earned money? Why don't you hard-earn your own money?
Why should I when I can have yours?
No! No! Help! Help!
Really? There you are!
Mr. Adams!
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Who are you?
Look what I found.
What is happening?
Mr. Adams!
Cut!
I thought I said I wanted a closed set!
We can't close the whole street in San Francisco on our budget.
Excuse me? Miss Stone, the script makes it clear that this scene is supposed to be about me. My character, me, a businessman by myself, lost on the street.
It is.
Then who is she? I don't see her anywhere in here. And why are we suddenly improvising? My contract says no improvising.
I know.
I hate improv. I can work with this. I'm going to my trailer, calling my agent, and I shall be expecting any new pages with whoever she is before lunch.
You mean what is going on?
What's going on is you just cost me $5,000 of shooting budget. How long to reset?
It'll take a few.
Who are you?
I'm a social worker.
Social worker?
Miss Adams, where have you been? I haven't seen you since!
I know, I'm sorry, but I've been caught up in the bureaucracy trying to get your paperwork.
But you already had my file.
It wasn't complete. I needed to get something sent down from your hometown.
My hometown?
You're from Redding, California.
Yes?
I needed information from a hospital there.
A hospital?
What are you talking about?
Could you leave us alone for a moment?
Leave you alone? This is my set! This is my breakdown! I finally figured out how to get what I need on tape rather than waiting for these homeless knuckleheads to scare people live.
You're using them, using humans.
She's not using me, I'm using her. I got a new air mattress, a new EBT card. Take a look at my tent.
Tonight on The Bachelor, are Zach and Katie still engaged?
You have cable?
When did you ever get me? Hot chocolate in a sandwich.
The center doesn't have the resources to
do anything.
Please, if you could just give us a moment.
I'm not going anywhere.
You may. Maybe we should go to the
office. She's not going anywhere either. Social worker, huh?
Yes.
When I was a kid, we had a social worker for a while. My dad lost his job, got a little rattled, so the VA assigned him there. Social worker. Didn't do a damn thing to make him talk and cry.
I'm very sorry about that, but right now I'm trying to help a client.
Made my father cry! I watched him, a grown man. So I don't have time for all of this touchy-feely.
Uh-huh. You may.
I'm sorry, Miss Adams. But I need more than you can give.
You heard her. She's mine. This is the news. The city is my setting. My audience is hungry, and I can create any reality I want. And you get off my set.
I understand.
Okay, everybody, places.
But if you ever need me, you know where to find me. And I'll tell you all about what happened to her.
Her?
Yes, her.
I said places.
The hospital.
You in?
What is going on?
The hospital.
No! No!
What?
You may. It's okay.
Are we getting this?
I can't give it back to me!
What is going on?
No, don't.
Do it
now! Do it now! This is gonna be cut off me!
Never!
reset yet. You want to try another take?
No! Get me out of here! Which way to my trailer? I can't see a damn thing!
Here, let me help you!
Wait! Aren't you the person that just pepper sprayed me?
No.
Okay. My trailer is this way. Dang it!
You may.
I took my daughter.
I know. I remember. My mother, doctors, they already had me on meds, antipsychotics. They said I was too unstable to have a child. I was underage, but I wanted to, so I did, and she was beautiful. After she was born, they wrapped her up, and the doctors and my mother, they said the whole thing, my daughter, was just one of my delusions. They took her and said it never happened. But it did.
You believe me?
I do. I found your records. They tried to take the light from your life. The life that was mine. A brutal assault that brought you to a fall.
It was a crime.
I know. Yes, I know.
But now there's a mountain to climb.
It says you ran away.
A year later. I knew they were lying, but who'd listen to me?
And you ended up here.
I had to get away from them!
I understand. Just take it one day at a time. You'll find your way. One day at a time. I see you.
So, what are you gonna do now?
I want to live a life full of life. A life that is mine. But the system's unfair. And no one would spare me even a dime. They brought me low, so low, and made me a mountain to climb. But I'll take it.
Go to the office and talk, if that's all right.
Yes, sounds great.
I told you that place would go up in value. For how long? 17 years. Well, if they hadn't scraped up enough money to buy the place after all this time, they should be evicted. A month? In this market? That's forever.
Oh. Hello, miss.
Somebody, I don't know. I'm just trying to find this amazing little luxury restaurant I heard about. But honey, I can't wait until they tear all of this down and turn it into something a little more like, I don't know, Walnut Creek?
Mrs. Reyes, have you seen Yume?
No, I just opened up and her tent is gone.
Oh, I want to show her something. My latest idea.
What happened to the teeny tiny houses?
Ah,
too many red tapes and getting permits to build on someone's shoulders? What a headache!
Get it?
I got it. So, my newest idea, HoboCoin.
HoboCoin?
What is the biggest problem for people living on the street?
A lack of jobs, housing, services, and a city that really cares about them?
No! That they're not part of the new economy!
What new economy?
Crypto!
Crypto?
That's where the real money is nowadays. All they have to do is buy in, and bam, 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 everything crypto goes up, up, up. Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Ether.
Nothing goes up forever.
Exactly. The real money is in minting.
What's minting?
I watched a tutorial on YouTube. Invent a cryptocurrency out of nothing, convince everyone it's worth something, then sell it for real money. Bam! HoboCoin!
What? Is it worth real money?
Of course not! That's the beauty of it!
Well, that seems dishonest!
It's not!
Yes, it is!
I don't have to be,
but you are taking
it's not my fault!
Hey,
guys!
You may! I noticed your tent is gone!
I'm taking a trip.
A trip? Where?
Reading. I got a bus ticket.
You're leaving?
I gotta find someone.
What about Miss Adams? Does she know you're leaving town?
I'll let her know when I get back. Don't worry. She's got me on some meds. They should last until then.
But are you all right?
No. No, I'm not all right. It's gonna take some time. I don't know if I'll ever be all right.
You know, back in Greece, there is a saying.
To agro stafili, genitai glycosa meli, my argo rutmo. In time, the unripe grape becomes as sweet as honey.
You speak Greek!
No. I knew you were gonna say that, so I looked it up.
Taleme, my friend!
See you later.
Oh, yes, that is what I said!
I gotta go catch my bus.
But you're coming back, right?
Of course I am. This is my home.
Does this mean the space in front of your store is available?
I thought you were going to be a crypto millionaire.
Oh, I am. Everyone's gonna buy HoboCoin. You're gonna buy it, they're gonna buy it, and I'm finally gonna have money, and enough money, and all these people out here are gonna have money, and it's gonna get us off the street.
Really?
It will, because that's what it's all about. It's all about money. It's all I need. I gotta...
Really? It's all of your friends, the people living on the street. How will they buy your coins if they have no money?
Hey, have you seen Yume?
Shut up! It's gotta work! It's gonna work! It's gonna get me off the street! I'm gonna find my mom and my sister, and it's gonna get me out of here! It's gonna...
Are you okay?
I'm fine! I'm gonna be fine! You'll see! Bam! I'm gonna be fine!
Do you wanna talk?
You can't help me! I'm lactose intolerant. I don't drink hot chocolate.
We don't have to drink hot chocolate.
I prefer tea.
So do I.
Earl Grey.
My favorite. But first, where is Yume?
She's... First, you take care of Felix.
But we have an appointment.
Don't worry. She'll be back.
Hey, Felix. I'm Sadia.
And there you have it. San Francisco. The Tenderloin. The street. The gutter. Where everyone is out for themselves. Nobody cares about anything but their crime, their drugs, and all that social work is just a socialist failure. And that's the ugly truth, America. And these are the kinds of people progressives want you to help, to waste your care and money on. Are you going to do it?
Pass the bumper?
Yeah.
I didn't think so. Together, we will make sure that conservative governments, conservative policies, and conservative values always goes the right way. And together, we will create a new San Francisco in our own image. But until then, I'll be here, showing you the seamy underbelly hellhole. Yes, I said hellhole. Because my name is Marcia Stone, and this has been Breakdown.
And that was Breakdown by the Mime Troupe, which is again playing today, if you're listening to this, on August 20th, 2023. I think it starts at 3 o'clock. Get there early. Really nice, cool, but sunny weather. Well, it wasn't cool, but it wasn't hot either. And lots of folks, a mixture of old and young, as I said before. A little bit of... I like the music, although the initial music was canned and not played. And there is an original Santa Cruz street performer, Breakfast, who originally played on the streets with Brent Adams, big drum Brent, you may remember. Brent, who's also then, for the next decade, ran the center down at 150 Felker Street. Or was it 155? I never get that address right. Across from what was the old Ross Camp, and next to a lot of the encampments that were later destroyed by the city, provided a lot of storage and so forth. And he's still around. He was at the actual performance, as I think I mentioned, the Mime Troupe performance. And he and Breakfast performed on the street. I don't know if he performed with both Breakfasts. There were two of them, apparently, and they were both at the Mime Troupe. One of them as part of the orchestra, the other as part of the audience. So, anyway, that's pretty much it for the Mime Troupe discussion, or what impressions I have of it. Upcoming next is the flashback to November 25th, 2004, which is a show that was done in the wake of FCC raid on free radio. And before the freezing to death of Robert Wagner and the winter protests against that at City Hall. But mainly this is a series of interviews, because it was done on Thanksgiving Day, where in those days, and I guess it's been renewed, although with a much diminished crowd, the long line in front of the Vets Hall, which fed people fancy turkey dinner, which was great. As they did twice a year. Of course, the issue was, what about the rest of the year? And that's always what I would point out as I distributed literature and urged people to sign petitions around the sleeping ban. We were working on a lawsuit against the sleeping ban. We actually were looking for plaintiffs to sue the sleeping ban, I think under the Jones settlement, or the Jones kind of half-assed precedent, which wasn't really a precedent because they settled down in L.A., but still, there was a finding that because the denial of homeless people the right to sleep and rest was cruel and unusual punishment, it was unconstitutional. And that's what the courts held down there. We were hoping they'd hold the same thing up here. We never got the suit even filed, but we did amass a lot of plaintiffs' information. Attorneys were involved for a long period of time. It's just they couldn't really put it at the top of their priorities, or they kept finding other things to do. They weren't being paid anything. So it was a labor of principle and love from David Beauvais and Kate Wells, but it didn't get carried through. So we finally gave up because it took a lot of energy for activists to be raising folks' hopes without there being any follow-through, or as we saw it, necessary follow-through. I mean, you can file for an injunction pretty quickly, as we learned in December of 2020 when Anthony Prince filed the day after a small part of the community, but a relatively large group held off the police at San Lorenzo Park from their second demolition sweep through the park in the midst of winter and in the midst of COVID, which was pretty ill-advised by then city manager Martine Bernal and police chief Anthony Mills, or I should say Andy Mills. Anyway, what do we got? Well, there's a lot of folks that I interviewed, quick interviews with folks, including Jean, Steve, Victoria, Maria, Raymond, another Brent, Mark, and some table conversations, including a more lengthy piece with Scott Graham, Scope It Out Scott, as well as Santa Barbara activist and writer and poet Peter Marin. And, yeah, that's what you're going to hear. You'll be able to read a more detailed chronology of, or more itemization of what the specifics of this, or more specific stuff as to what is on here, if you don't want to bother to listen to it, if you want to read that first. That should be posted within a few days of August 20th. Assuming I get it together to do it. So, here it is. In the meantime, keep your eyes open. There are reports of, as you heard at the Huff meeting replay, violence, sweeps, unconstitutional behavior by police, inappropriate or phony offers of shelter as a cover for simply get the fuck out of here, get out of sight. With increased bullying and illegal threats to seize and destroy property, and treating personal property as though it were abandoned when it's not. I mean, this is something that has been documented by the Coalition on Homelessness's lawyers up in San Francisco more recently, and judges enjoined it, acknowledged that there's evidence that that's happening, and we should be learning in 3 days or 4 days whether this injunction is going to hold and whether the judge who issued the injunction will come down hard on the city and demand they start doing it by appointing a special master. So we can keep our fingers crossed, or just, I would say, use your fingers however you want, but keep organizing, keep phoning in reports and posting reports on social media and on websites, and I've suggested a buddy system where people, as you heard, form a buddy with people in homeless encampments so that they call in when there are raids that are actually either threatened or in process, to both deter the raids as they happen and possibly to draw people to come to be supportive against those raids. I understand there's still a cop watch happening of a sort. Abby Samuels, who I still can't get much of communication with, but she has in many ways done some good work, even recently. So work as you can. If you can't work with Huff or with me, work parallel and keep up the good work, or make better work, because they're driving people away, they're hurting people, and they are acting as though there are no constitutional rights for homeless people regarding the right to be free from search and seizure, unusual, cruel and unusual punishment, as well as the right to travel, due process, equal treatment under the laws. I mean, you name it. Of course, that's always been the case with the Constitution for poor people. But our responsibility is here and now in Santa Cruz. Thanks for listening. Phone number for Huff, as ever, is 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, area code 831.